Zorb's on the line. Peter Peters, good morning.
Morning, Ray. Morning, Bulldog.
Well, mate, firstly, well, let's go straight to Thursday night. And South Sydney led 12-0, got beaten 42-12. Ben Hornby in charge because a couple of days earlier, Jason Demetriou got his marching orders. And as Dino said earlier, you have to feel sorry for the coach in this instance because it's not entirely their fault, is it, Zorb? Good morning, mate.
Yeah, no, well, look, I think Souths are in absolute denial at the moment. The CEO, Blake Solly, fronted the media this week and tried to sell Souths' roster to the club's army of disgruntled fans. I thought it was poor timing. He spoke glowingly about how talented and elite they are, South Sydney. Souths have played 8 games in 2024 and won 1. They've had almost 300 points scored against them in those games, an average of around 37 a game. They average just over 15 points scored per game. They can't score and they can't tackle. That's a wooden spoon type record. Souths look tired, old, slow and way, way off the pace. They don't have the side to recover. They've got good players have gone backwards this season. Blake Solly's comments this week, the pinch Augustism, were silly from Solly. I can't believe the way that Souths are playing. Last week, I suggested on this show that Lewis Dodd isn't the halfback they should be going after over in England. I suggested that Mickey Lewis from Hull KR was the better halfback. Indeed, he's the best halfback by far in Super League. Coached by former Souths player, junior Willie Peters. Hull KR, last night, a few hours ago, beat St Helens 40-20. And Lewis Dodd scored a try and kicked 5 goals. Mickey Lewis for Hull KR in a 40-20 win. They defeated St Helens, Lewis Dodd's side, 40-20. And Mickey Lewis was the star of the game.
Zorba, let's get on to Phil Gould. $20,000 fine. There is, as I said to Ray earlier in the show, there's this murky area or murky water where you have to somehow split your responsibilities as a commentator slash media representative with Gus being the general manager of football at Canterbury.
Well, I went through this for many, many years, 30-odd years, under a different administration over the last 54 years, and never once was I told to rein in my comments, not far. Not from my club or the league. I was always a journalist, broadcaster first, and a player official second. And I think Phil Gould is a broadcaster, journalist, administrator, former player and coach. He's a member of the Order of Australia. He's got an AM for his significant service to rugby league and the community. I think I've got to make it clear here now to the public who must be confused. Now, Gus works for the Nine Network, and also the Sydney Morning Herald. In opposition to that is the Fox Sports Network and News Limited, where you and Ray work. Now, they're two big heavyweight organisations, and they go hard, and they spend a lot of money on their promotion of the game and support for the game. But I think Gus Gould is entitled to his opinion, and nothing will change me from that. He's earned the right to speak his mind about the game. The Pollyannas and the trick ponies in the media who take brave pills because they appear on television from time to time on opposition media-owned outlets are up in arms about Gus and his comments. They're currently the lynch mob.
Hang on, Saul, but Gus can't just say anything he likes. There's got to be some perimeters given he is the general manager of the Bulldogs. So Gus is allowed to say what he likes, but other officials in the other 16 clubs are prevented from saying what they think.
No, not at all. I mean, it's constructive criticism never hurts any organisation or any person. Now, really, look at what Gus has done. He said, and I agree with him, it can be a silly game. He said, look at Aiden Caesar in the Bulldogs versus West Tigers game just last night. Aiden Caesar, a classic hip drop on Josh Curran. Always a sin bin in our game. Not yesterday. Then two Tigers are sent to the sin bin for issues that could be described as not as bad. Clemmer and Seyfarth. Although Seyfarth's obviously now going to face a headbutt charge. It doesn't make sense. It is silly. The bunker is often silly, even stupid in some rulings. You can lose the ball over the line, Gus said, in talking about Appy Coruscant, West Tigers versus Broncos. And it costs you 20 metres and seven tackles. Why? Gus asked. He's quote, I don't know why, because it's stupid, he said. And you know what? He's right. And there are probably 90% of the listeners out there that agree with Gus.
I'm not saying what Gus...
He's entitled to say what he wants.
I'm not saying what Gus says is wrong. I'm just saying that rules apply to all officials. Gus isn't an exception.
I don't think rules should apply. I think people
Well, that's a different story altogether then.
Look, if somebody has a bad game as a referee, they're like koala bears. They're a protected species. Don't say anything about the referees. Don't say anything about the game. No, it's not that sort of game. It's a game that's built on people commenting and people agreeing or disagreeing with what goes on in the game.
So you want open slather. Just open slather.
I think, to be fair to
Gus... I've got no problem with open slather, as long as everyone abides by the same rules.
Yeah, I think, to be fair to Gus, he was frustrated. And I think he's sort of echoing the thoughts of a lot of fans, Orb, when it comes to the decisions that are made in the game, which can impact the result. All fans want a consistency, Zorb. That's all they want.
Absolutely, Ray. You're the voice of reason.
Well, if there's consistency, then Gould has to be consistent as well.
Next deal.
He's just been consistent with everybody else's point of view. We'll move on. But I can see where you're coming from, Dino. Hey, Zorb, we were talking about it earlier. Gee, it's you just hope there's some good news for Ryan Papenhuyzen. He doesn't deserve, no player does, but particularly him, the bad luck that he's had another long stint on the sidelines with injuries. That's certainly the case for Adam Reynolds. He could be out until the finals. And Cam Murray's a potential big loss now, certainly for Origin 1 and possibly for Origin 2, Zorb.
Shocking round for injuries and to star players too. As you said, let's keep our fingers crossed for Papenhuyzen, who's been so brave in a lengthy comeback. It didn't look good. He looked in a lot of pain. And then the dressing room shots, he couldn't put any weight on it. He's hoping for the best, and we all are for him, but it doesn't look good. But Adam Reynolds, he's ruptured a bicep. He's out for probably 3 months, maybe longer. Cameron Murray is out. Not that Souths are going to go anywhere in this competition now, but he would have been handy to help avoid the wooden spoon, which is looming large for Souths. Papenhuyzen, as we mentioned, and of course we've already got Kalyn Ponga, the superstar out of Newcastle, out for a long period of time as well. So this competition can be turned on its head right now. You would think the Broncos have the side, and the Storm have the side and the position to keep winning games without those star players, but come end of the season, they'll need them if they want to take out this premiership.
Friday night, Tedesco v Walsh.
What a game.
Certainly Teddy got the cash in terms of the individual battle, and the Roosters, I haven't written them off all year. I'm one of the few to say that they will be there. Mark my words, they are a powerhouse, Sauber.
Well, they certainly look like that on that game of the year against the Broncos. What a game it was. Mm. I mean, first half, it was the Roosters looking really good. And then early in the second half, the Broncos scored two superb tries in a couple of minutes to level the scores at 18-all. And then the Roosters just went mad. 40-18 they won in the end. Tedesco, 247 metres, try assists, just about everything. He's looking good, Teddy. Walsh was superb. And it was good to see the two fullbacks talking together and laughing after the game on the field. I thought it was great that these two fantastic rivals, I won't call him an old dog now, Tedesco, but he's a veteran, and he's up against this young kid that's snipping at him for honours in the Australian jersey. And they've got a great rivalry going, which is good for the game. I thought it was a terrific game of football. And the Roosters, you're right, Bulldog, there was no Victor Radley, no Jared Warrior Hargraves, and no Daniel Tupu in their side. They scored 100 points in 2 weeks. Sam Walker's on fire. Mm. But the two players that I think are now giving the Roosters a massive edge are Connor Watson in that utility role. He can just go anywhere. He is such an effervescent little player and just oozes enthusiasm, and it rubs off. And I think Dominic Young, just about the best winger in the game anywhere in the world now. And the Roosters have got him on one flank, and he's creating havoc whenever he gets the ball. I thought Angus Crichton and Terrell May have they've improved their game so much. Crichton, I haven't seen him play that well in a long, long time.
He's outstanding at the moment. Hey, so before we get to your tips, I do know you want to say something about Demetrio and Cherry Evans.
Yeah, I do. I thought they used class this week. I thought Jason Demetrio and Daly Cherry Evans, they shone with their absolute class in different circumstances this week. JD's message to the South staff and players after his axing as head coach of South was simply superb. He's obviously a much-loved person in that South Sydney club, and the fact that he took the time out at an embarrassing and low-life moment in his career to do that, I thought was fantastic. Assurances from part owner Russell Crowe that he had his coach's back didn't prevent the knives going in deep, and that must have been a hard pill for him to swallow. His exit could have been handled, I think, way better by South Sydney. Mm. On Tuesday night, Daly Cherry Evans straight into the judiciary room with a smile on his face, like it was an adventure for him because he hasn't been there before. And he articulated his way to a downgrade. He did it with a smile on his dial. And has there been a more savvy media player in the game than the Sea Eagles skipper at the moment? I think, coming to mind, I would think Billy Slater and Daly Cherry Evans head them up in that area.
He's got a career in the media if he wants it post the game. Hey, Sorb, two games to complete this weekend's round. Newcastle Warriors is the 2 p.m. game. Then at 4:05 p.m, the Sharks take on the Dragons in a real grudge match.
Yeah, they're both. And I apologise for tipping Canberra last week. I was a week early. 40-0 they got beaten. That's my most embarrassing selection ever. I'm going to go for Newcastle today and the Sharks today, both with home ground advantages in a weekend where the away sides have really dominated. Mm. But I think Newcastle at home today. The Warriors in the last few weeks, they've been beaten by the Titans and a draw with Manly at home. They're away now. I think Newcastle at home today and the Sharks, they are just surprising everyone with their form, and they should be too good for their arch rivals, St George Illawarra, at home today.
Hey, Zorb, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the footy this afternoon. We'll talk next Sunday.
Okay, boys.